Okay, take off your wristwatch. You have one. Off your wristwatch. So, what do you want us to study? What should we study? I said we want to start something on the character of God. Which one do you prefer? Understanding Genesis? God's word, God's action? Can the Bible be wrong? Judgment of God? Let's vote. Fastest finger first. Our Jesus. Your salvation. Are you not saved since? After 30. Okay, I welcome us again. And happy to see you. Imagine I'll greet you very well tomorrow. John 5:39. Can the Bible be wrong? Series 2, part 1. I've tried my best to shorten this part 1. It refused to be shortened. So take off your wristwatch and don't frown your face. So when I'm tired, I will stop. So we have a life career to know God. We have a life career to know God. To know His will. A life career. In fact, if you look at some portions of the Bible, it actually looks like an eternal career to know God. But let me put it this way. We have a life career to know God, to know His will. Well, and like I was saying to someone yesterday, we have actually lost a lot of grounds already. Amen. And my wife was telling me about of this our young drummer in this church, our youngest drummer, that I think his father or his mom said one day, his mom was playing an audio. And he was saying, the father now asked, who is this that is talking so much like Pastor Thompson? He said, no, see, that is your son. He said, what? Is he audio, right? He said, they recorded, I think they gave that small boy maybe somewhere to preach in his school. Then he was preaching like me, talking like me, doing it like I do. I said, what? Now, imagine when you are that age, you are that. Right now, you have been the next Joyce Mayer. So we have actually lost a lot of ground. You could imagine what Henry T would be doing at that age. Considering what he is doing now, I use it to welcome myself home. Amen. You could imagine. Running up from mountains to valley, looking for my destiny that is hidden under the rock. I recover, I pursue, I overtake. And one thing about such prayer points is that they are so crafted in a way that they are unending. No, you may not get that. There are some prayer points that the way they come, even if you pray it again tomorrow, to see be so relevant. Because by the time you say enemy from my mother's house, know that they can be diverse. You cannot exhaust them. Are you with me? So by the time we have pursued all this. That's why I love to say it is actually the faith or the hope, the persuasion that men ought to use to serve God, to please Him. That is what they are just used to sustain themselves in such prayer point. Because what you prayed for last year, it didn't come. But you say, don't worry, this year is your year. Amen. I'm not saying God doesn't answer prayer, but that's not. Imagine somebody in my hometown, somewhere far in the kitty, and you are praying that God this year I will be a billionaire. How? Where will the thing come from? Sell everybody in the village. And yeah, you are praying. No, there's that prayer in Yoruba. I didn't say, oh Lord, please tell me my destiny helper that is in abroad. Locate me. I remember a day we were traveling to Sapele also. We tried to use Google Map. The Google Map carried us until we landed at the back of one man's house. You understand what I'm saying? And you are praying that God is locate. I mean, even Google Map cannot even locate you. You are now praying that one rich man will be able to locate you. You get what I'm saying? You will not rest until you find me. Like, there's a way Christians have been so, just use our brain like, pa, 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 pa. The money as much as that of Dangote. God put, how will God do itself? Not even God. Sorry, let me not, I don't think I'm believing the power of God. But I'm saying, there is a way the money of Dangote got there. It's not, as I love to say, there are some monies that, okay, I'm mentioning money 3 times, even one. After that last one, I won't mention money again. I'm a preacher. So, let me mention last time. There's some money that you cannot say you got it by swearing and reaping. You understand? You can say, nobody got a private jet by swearing and reaping. Nobody. It's investment. They invested in the church. Praise God. So this is where I'm going actually. We have lost a lot of grants. So if we are trying to make up, don't see it as fringe. That's what I'm trying to say. This is what we ought to have been doing since. Imagine, even if what we have been doing since is just 1 week Bible study and one good Sunday service, no, it would be better. It's not even every day like this. So what we are doing right now is called redeeming the times. But the days before were evil. Are you with me? Praise God. And just like what one woman of God put on her self-update, a second hacking, that she woke up in the middle of the night and who saw that thing? And she said one song came to her mind, despite her anointing. Amen. And she was singing in the middle, 3 a.m. Let me not sing the song here. So you see that we still need a lot of renewal of mind. Amen, amen. Praise God. Now I have another account that I used to monitor all your status of this. Sorry, that's a joke. So John 5:39. So don't see it as strange. We have lost grants. We have wasted time. This is trying to recover. Right, John 5:39. This is trying to recover. Amen. Okay. So search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. Verse 40, and you will not come to me that you might have life. So please pay attention. Look at your Bible. You are searching the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life in the scripture. But you don't know that this scripture testify of me. But you left me, you kept searching the scripture looking for life, and you will not come to me that you might have the life you are looking for. Do you get that? Okay, I will not assume you got it. I know you got it. I am looking for the right thing. But I am looking for the right thing from the wrong place. The Bible is meant to reveal Jesus to you. The Bible is not meant to give you eternal life. The Bible does not give eternal life. Who gives eternal life? Jesus. The Bible points you to the giver of eternal life. So Jesus is not reproving them here for searching the scripture, but for doing it for the wrong reason. I'm sure you write down as much as you can. For searching the scripture for the wrong reason. Yes, we must read, but we must read the scripture for the right reasons. For the right reason. We don't look at the Bible for things. Funny enough, we don't search the scripture looking for things. We don't search the scripture looking for things, this, that, no. We look as the Bible for the Father. We look in it for our Father, for the good God, for the redemption plan of God in his son. It is wrong to look into the Bible for how to make heaven. It is wrong to look into the Bible for how can I prosper. It's not there. Looking at the Bible for heaven, for how to deal with my enemies, in fact, for power, will lead you to obsession and Bible misinterpretation. You don't search the Bible for things. You search the Bible for one man. Hallelujah. Say Jesus. So, this is why we have a lot of abuse, obsession in our days. Look for the Son, and in the Son, you will find eternal life. In the Son, you will find power. In the Son, you will find authority. In the Son, you will find all things you need. Look into the Bible for the Son. Say for the Son. That's why it's wrong for you to just read the old Genesis and all that magnetize your view. There is Isaac sold in the land and the rib. Are you okay? Look out for the Son. That is the mirror of the scripture. Sir Christy, are you fine? So back to John 5. Say, look for the Son. Don't look into the Bible. I'm trying to just find peace with God. Guilty conscience worry me. Look into the Bible for Jesus. In Jesus, in Christ we have peace with God. Romans 5, verse 1. So go back to John 5, 45 now. Now say, do not think. Hope you got what I just said. Thank you, sir. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even who? Moses, in whom you trust. That's serious. Verse 46 now, for if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. Why? For he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my words? So, he was further emphasizing that you look for him in the Bible. Because see that 46 and 47. Okay, let's read 46, 47 together. Want to go? For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. Say Moses. Wrote of him. Say the part of Moses I should focus on is the part that were about him. You get that? Because see verse 45 again. There is one that accused you. Even who? Say Moses. The accusation, where is it? Is it in the Quran? Where is the accusation? In the Bible. Where is the same Jesus? In the Bible. So what do you do? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Follow me carefully. So, it's a search. To search the scripture is not wrong, but search for the right thing. And like we saw in verse 45, we actually have plenty of accusations in the Bible. They are there. Some are obvious, some are not. I believe I have explained 2 Timothy. I'll go back to 2 Timothy again. That should be tomorrow. We have an awesome time tomorrow. See John 8, verse 4. Some of the accusations, they are obvious. I'll give an example of one obvious one. And I'm glad that it's not obvious today. See John 8, verse 4. Are you fine? Good. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act, verse 5. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be what? Stoned. Stoned. What was yes done? That was what? An accusation. Now see what Jesus said, verse 6. They said, tempting him that they might afterwards accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. I didn't know what he wrote. And verse 7, let's read together. Want to go? So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Now, so maybe, of course, that one looked obvious, but go to Deuteronomy 28. We have some accusations that are there, but they look so innocent, but they're actually accusations. I know we have all said amen to this chapter before. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Let me read verse 1, or you read verse 2 and 3 for me. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt act diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Well, I can keep reading, but be smart to know that this is also an accusation. Why? It's conditional. So this is not what to say amen to. Because it is if you are king. It is if you are king. And when you don't are king, what will happen? Because that chapter was not written in isolation. Now we love verse 1 to 16, right? What happened to verse 17 to verse 64? My God. Don't mention that one at 8. So, can I say both the curses and the blessings are the same? Think. In that place. Why? Why are they the same? The blessings will come if you what? Hearken. The curse will come if you what? Don't hearken. So if negative comes to negative, what happens? You understand? Blessings will come if I hearken. Curse will come if I what? If I don't hearken. So by the time you negate the two, it's the same. You didn't do permutation combination? Oh, Pastor, which topic is that one? I've forgotten. Variation. Sorry. Let's not start mathematics today. So, the causes and the blessings are shared. Now, let me show you another one, Psalm 91. Now, I will ask you, don't be quick to assume. Let's read this one together. Don't assume. Let's read it together. Psalm 91. Okay, I will read verse 1, you read verse 2 until we finish the chapter. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. Actually, I want you to all read this and you read it with passion, okay? Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day. Verse 6. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Verse 8. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10. For he shall guide you. Give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 12. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young man and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Verse 14. He shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Last verse. Hallelujah. Is that an accusation? Compare that with Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. That piece, is that an accusation? Is it conditional? Why? He that dwelleth is a state. Amen. It's a state. He that dwell, he didn't say you should dwell. The person that dwells. Amen. You get what I'm saying? You are not told to do anything. He didn't even say the man that is doing this, say the man that dwells. next question is, how do I dwell? But the difference between this and Moses' law is, he gave it clearly. If thou shalt hearken diligently to all Exodus chapter 20 to chapter Deuteronomy 20. So that one is different. That one he gave you the, and that one also he gave. Now do you also see that in this place, how you know it's not an experience, that there is no contradiction to, and he that does not dwell. If you now find he that does not dwell, then we know that Baba Moses has entered David again. Are you with me?
Yes,
I'm training you how to read the Bible so you can know. So can we say this is the new covenant? It is. Don't worry, just come tomorrow. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews 8. So that would mean what we read in Deuteronomy 28 is accusation. But when we are reading Psalm 91, that is not accusation. That is writing about Christ. That is justification. That is who we are. Don't worry. That's why this will be part 1 to 10. So relax. Hebrews 8 verse 7. So the Bible documents two types of relationships between God and man. The Bible documents two types of relationship between God and man. Say Bible study demands diligence. Demands diligence. Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 7. Okay, for please hope you are there. For if that first covenant there is italicized, if that first had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Verse 8, for finding fault with them, he said, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a what new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. Wow. And I regard them not, said the Lord. Don't miss tomorrow, okay? Verse 10, want to go? For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind. Law again. What's that? And I will write them, but where? In their heart. How can the law be written in my heart? And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. In explaining this verse to people, what was the first thing you must mention? At the first assembly. In explaining this verse to anybody, what is the first thing you must mention? Sir? Yeah. You are going. Don't go deep. So on the surface. Somebody will get it today in Jesus' name. I just read this place. Okay. From verse 8. For finding fault with them is yet. Behold, the days come. In explaining this place to people, what was the first thing I must mention? Somebody has said it. Yes? This is what he said. Wait. Pull my hand. Somebody say, up. What is it? Huh? The Lord was finding fault. Hey, eh? No. Bible interpretation. When we read Hebrews chapter 12 that said that for whom the Father loveth is scourged. How did we explain it? What do we do immediately? That what is from what? So immediately I'm reading this thing. What must I first say, tell people? That what? It's a quotation. I should punch all of you. Okay, stand up. Sit down. It's a quotation. So that would mean this is not Paul or whoever wrote Hebrews, for you should not be Paul. This is not the writer of Hebrews speaking right now. He is first quoting, right? So he first did copy and paste. So that would mean read the copy and paste with the mindset of Jeremiah, who does not know much. After which you will now what? Listen to his explanation of the copy and paste. You get that? You get that? So that means there was first a copy and paste that is there, bam. Read that one with a mindset. So, no, you are saying, yeah, I made the covenant with you, not according to the covenant I made with you. If first, second, what's wrong with this God? I will put down that law in your mind. Before you get confused, don't, who was speaking? Jeremiah, not the writer of Hebrews. Exactly, brother. And it is exactly. Thank you. So, Flo, where am I? I'm in verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. But live stream did not work. Say the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me what? A people. Verse 11. And they shall not teach. Wow. Every man is neighbor, and every man is brother, saying, know the Lord. That means teaching ministry has ended. Everybody go. Please will be so happy. No more teaching. Why? Bible says they shall no more teach any man. No, the Lord. That is somebody on Facebook. He is teaching me. He is teaching me that the Bible says we should not teach people. You know what I'm saying? He's using the same Bible to teach me. You get that? The people that use the Bible to describe the Bible. Like scientists, I told you that the joke of scientists that say, okay, don't worry, which we can create. We can create. Yeah? Like a Chinese scientist and go say, we can create, I can create. Okay, let's create. I'll make man, YouTube will make man. Say, okay, no problem. And scientists bend down to pick sand to make man. Say, no, don't pick my sand. Find your own sand. Amen. Yeah, if I can do, don't use anything I create. Just find your own raw materials. Hallelujah. So flow with me. Verse, where are we now? So we see, don't forget that verse 11, that is still Jeremiah speaking. Verse 12, want to go? For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 13, want to go? In that seeth a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now, 13 will be, who is speaking 13? The writer of Hebrews now. So, quotation has finished in verse 12. So, in that seeth a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and wasketh old is ready to vanish away. This is that. So, today, let's speak this. Closely related to forgiveness of sin is to know God. Closely. Why? Because see the latter part of verse 11, they will not teach anybody saying know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. That's serious. Why? For, that's the plus. According to Konemoyo, because they will know me because, don't forget that. They will only know me because of this reason. Why? Read it. Read that verse again for me. Thank you, sirs. For I will be what? Merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. So that is why they will know me. So anyway, calm down that for now. So closely related to forgiveness of sin is to know God. Because many are thinking that, okay, why all this study? At least we are born again. What is all this again? Greek word, Hebrew word. See the Pauline prayers. Ephesians 1 again, verse 5. Despite salvation or after salvation or in salvation, he prays that they know. Ephesians 1 from verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Hope you are opening up scripture. Wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mysteries. Say, having made known unto us. Thank you. The mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he had proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him. Verse 11, in whom also you are what? You have obtained. You have obtained. An inheritance being predestinated according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. 13, want to go? In whom you also trusted, after that you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you believe you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Verse 15, everybody want to go? Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all things. What's the next thing? Cease not to give thanks for you, and making mention of you, asking you in my prayer. Let's check your status update. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may what? Give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the words, knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. Colossians 1 verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father, who is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love which you have for all sin, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore you have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it is, it doth also it in you. Since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Verse 7, as you have learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declare unto us your love in the Spirit. Verse 9 and 10 together. Want to go? For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy. So walking worthy of the Lord is based on what you know. Is based on knowledge, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing. Say increasing. Say increasing. Say there must be an increase. Come on, say there must be an increase. Increasing in the knowledge of God. John 17. So salvation is an end and also a means to an end, which is knowledge. Salvation is an end and also a means to an end, which is what? Which is knowledge. We are saved to live forever. We are also saved to know God. Yes, we are saved to live forever. We are also saved to know God, to know him. Say, I've known God and I'm knowing God. John 17 verse 3. I've got to be fast in all this. And this is life eternal. Sure, your neighbor is opening his Bible. If he's too slow, help him. Like Pastor Joy reminded you on Sunday, you need a church help. We'll be helping you to what? Open your Bible. He or she will just open it, he will give you. Amen. I will spare the church help for edification. If you're not speaking tongues, just help you to open your Bible. Amen. If they can survive it, glory be to them. Yes, John 17, 3. And this is life eternal, that they might what? Please look at it again. This is life eternal, that they might what? Know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. So, now, see it all. The knowledge of God brings salvation, and in the salvation we know more. No, you must receive an information to be saved, right? After that salvation, you must keep receiving to grow. So I say, the knowledge of salvation, the knowledge of God brings salvation, and in the salvation, we know God the more. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Brother Luke, I cannot monitor you very well there. Please come to the front. Hallelujah. Under the light. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Where should I promote? 4, verse 1. No. Front, by the right hand side of God. Right hand side. right answer is better. Thank you, sir. Galatians 4 verse 1. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, although he be what? Lord of all. Verse 2. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Verse 3. Even so we, when we are children, were in bondage under the element of this world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. Verse 6. And because you have sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. 7. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, an heir of God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So one key difference between the son and the servant is knowledge. What they know. What they know about themselves. You could see that it's the same person that metamorphosed, that transformed from servant to son. The same person. So is it God that was preventing him from being a son all this while? No, it was what he knew. Same person. Except I mean, say we must not play down knowledge. Somebody said, no, this is verse 7. Somebody said on verse, say the truth of, he said truth makes people poor. It's better to be poor. If truth will make you poor, that means it's good to be poor. But it's a lie. But I'm even saying, let's even assume that okay, the truth will make you poor. Then that means poverty is the will of God. Richard shook his head immediately. Then you want to blow. John 3. So God became a man and we saw him teaching people, correcting prophets, correcting the past misconceptions. This can the Bible be wrong? Series 2, track 1, part 1. John 3 from verse 1. This is so awesome. There came a man of the Pharisee named Nico, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, what? Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For what? No man can do these miracles. Except God be with him. See it again. Rabbi, we know that, you are a teacher. You are teaching. Come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So the miracles there, what is it qualifying? Look at that verse very well. Be intelligent. Is it qualifying the teaching or the source of Jesus? Think, look at it very well. Just let me say, feel free to look at the Bible. Because he's saying, we know you are a teacher. But the reason we know that this teaching is not just any peripheral teaching, it's from God, is because the teaching has what? Power, right? But he's saying primarily you are what? You are a teacher. That in fact, and you know, that's why he actually told them in John 14. He said, even if you don't believe me, because I say I came from God, he said, believe me for the very work's sake. That means you can look at the deeds I'm using for you to now believe what I'm telling you. To tell you that the primary purpose, the primary reason why Jesus came is what? To teach. We can say, somebody said, when you teach, you are telling people not to value the power of God. So we can say that his miraculous ministry is secondary. I know it's a very careful statement. That's why I say it the way I said it. I say we can say. I'm not saying it directly. But because anybody can just pick that and stem that. So you are saying, calm down. But it's actually true. It's actually true. Because guess what? Even if you want to start from the prophet, the man that was called the chairman of the prophet. What did I say about him? John did no miracle. But everything that John said about this man is true. Therefore, he says he's the Lord of the prophet, the bishop, the heritage.
of the prophet. Yeah, so you cannot escape preaching. You will preach. You will pastor. Where your name has been entering third, heaven, fourth, heaven. Some people just ask me, and my brother was there, who is that? Who is that guy that you are always calling? Is it that you were spending? You just meet one guy with dreadlocks with Charlie Boy, incarnate. Anyway, call him. So that's a very careful statement, which maybe we'll clarify it later. The elders are here, they will clarify it. Matthew chapter 11. But anyway, the way I wrote it down is that in the midst of the miraculous, they yet call him a teacher. Imagine, he taught them one day for 3 days. After 3 days, they say, guys, are you hungry? He said, yes. Oh, sorry. The Peter, do you have any bread there? After 3 days, if I try that, I will. 3 days teaching. And he didn't do it under AC. He carried them to the wilderness. 3 days. My God. And I said, guys, are you hungry? He said, yes. Sir, since yesterday, actually. Sorry. I know. If it's about the food, we'll be doing the food every day now, have you? Day one, we have morning food. After that, morning plenary section. We have what? Tea break. But it will be by the power of God, okay? Yeah. Just tea break by the power of God. Then afternoon section, what? Sauce. Some sauce. Evening break, then we have some dessert. Asun, eh? Asun. So that is what is called the God of abundance. You understand? Well, the God that wait for 3 days for one meal. You know, I don't say that, please. Just putting priority on teaching. Okay, so Matthew 11, let me show you some random places. Just, he is always teaching. So you can't be tired of teaching. That's one thing I'm just saying today. Before you go into what you want to go into the house of, who do you want to enter today now? I'm this series now. Maybe it's Obed-Edom or, no. Sorry, Obed. I know we have entered the house of Moses, Elijah. So you have to enter a house you have not entered before. The house of. That Jabez, thank you for that thing. Jabez is only in 4 verses in the whole Bible. Some people have done series. All is in the Bible is that, and Jabez, like, so, is it 1 Corinthians chapter? No, we know all these things before now. Is it, and Jabez just cried, and he just refused. Who remember Mama Bolare? No, he used to sing, God. Sing English, come on. Sing English. Yeah. English. Thank God you're not laughing today. Amen. So we have done series. And I told a man of God, I said, okay. He said this one, I said anything until seed. So we see the Jabez so. Bible simply says, Jabez pray to God. Tears. So this tears. I'll send you back to them. Bye. Okay. So now Matthew 11 said teaching is important. So Matthew 11 verse 1, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to what? To teach and to preach in their cities. Go to Matthew 28 verse 19. That one is clear. Just be writing down the verses. Open as many as you can open. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach all nations. Mark chapter 4 verse 1. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there were gathered unto him a great multitude. So he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the land. He kept teaching again. Chapter 6, verse 2, Mark 6, verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man learn doctrine? And what wisdom is this that was given unto him? That even such mighty works were wrought by what? By his hands. You can see how they are following Paripasu. Same chapter 6, verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them because they were sheep not having what? A shepherd. So when you see sheep not having shepherd, what should you give them? Is it shawarma?
And he began to what? Teach. How do you shepherd people? Teach. Chapter 8, 31. And he began to what? 8, 31. Mark 8, 31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. Luke 11, verse 1. Luke 11 verse 1, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us. They know that you will not lay hands on them for them to be prayerful. He said, teach us to pray. Amen. That's what Pastor Nyaka said. Prayers by precept and example. You teach it, then you practicalize it. Mark, John chapter 7 verse 25. Imagine, they know you so much as a teacher that you know when they are trying to castigate him, they said, then said the Jews among themselves, where will he go? I will not find him. Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and what? Teach the Gentiles, teach again. They know you go and teach. Hallelujah. Say teaching expels ignorance. See, ignorance is darkness. Ignorance is darkness himself. Hallelujah. Ignorance of God is darkness. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14. Ignorance is darkness. You can't afford it. You can't afford to have it around you. It's darkness. So he came to teach. Remember Matthew 19. Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to what? Put away your wife. But brethren, ladies and gentlemen, today, if somebody comes to you with such issues, will you say, okay, because your heart is adding, separate, what should you do? Teach. Teach love. So what should Moses have done? Huh? To persist in what? Teaching. Not give them an alternative. Call the Old Testament. We'll get to that tomorrow. It's actually, let me say, because the prophet, they ran out of patience. Okay. You don't want to be? No problem. But if you read that law, you can almost divorce a lady for anything. The food is late for 3 minutes. Oh my God. For anything, if you read it, this is what they are saying, for measuring feminism, you are divorced. For you measure fair, cut off. Femi, what am I? So hostile. Amen. There are some things that what is he saying in that place? Should not be said in church. It's there, but should not be said in church. So 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former what? Loss. Where's the loss? In your ignorance. To ignore knowledge. Now I think I was on Facebook. Ignorance is to what? To you ignore. Not that there is no knowledge. It's I ignored it. I don't want to know. No, when they should have known that something is different here, they will do one small thing. God will finish them. Moses, he told them, you must not marry outside Israel. You must not marry outside Yoruba, your tribe. And Moses went to a those days. Glory to God. And one man of God called Brad to you said, what? Man, you want to? What you say? Hey? What you say? Hey, me and you. And the angel just maybe told a lie or just do one verse and say, me. I speak to Moses face to face. And you remember before. Moses said, God, can I see your face? He said, you will not see my face. Selah. Yeah. Drama, thank you. You just do one drama and say, eh? Do you think he's your mate? And we say, we will know the ways of God.
Why? But you, we act.
Now, the secret things belong to God. Is it God? So, but the things that are revealed,
they are yours. They are yours, eh?
Every day they will be seeing the babe of Moses. Ah! Okay, we must. We mind your tribe. Ah. No, imagine when you are just sobbing and you cannot talk. If you talk, leprosy. Eh? God. Amen. Guess what? I can tell you, Joshua understudied Moses. No, you don't see much how Joshua became a man of faith. He understudied him. You mean that? No. This man is. Yeah, you need that. Not because he's not that perfect. No, he's not that perfect. No, he's the one that pours water on his hand. I mean, sorry, he's the one that, means that to him. No. You tell, it's okay, Caleb. Baba, you know that he's a prayer warrior like that. He doesn't pray that much. How do you wash your hand? Wash your too. He doesn't wash you. See, he enters that message anyhow, anything. Nothing.
Praise God. Leprosy me. Amen. We get it very soon. Say ignorance is to ignore. That's where I'm going.
Anybody that is just smart, seeing what Moses is doing, instead of contending, just keep quiet. Go and bribe him, Baba. Tell us.
Someone is ultra, right?
Just, okay, sir, should I give you one additional Ethiopia? How does it happen?
Was it not say? Now you come here. You are a good boy. I will show you.
Don't mind them. They're just stubborn.
There is no office shakara.
See, you know, imagine serpent was biting them, and the guy made a brazen serpent. No, that is not somebody that does not know what do, and he put it up. Look at this. He didn't explain. Not one explanation. Not one explanation. Once Jesus came, say sorry. No, he didn't tell you. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so did Moses know that Jesus is coming? He knew. Now told them in one small part of the time. He said, "Another prophet will the Lord your God send unto you, like unto me. Listen to him, oh." Say that. But if you didn't, if you acting diligent, that acting diligent is like how many verse? Like all the chapter. Now put one small part. And that prophet is coming. It will be like me. Yeah, Imo.
And
just end it there.
In his house. His own house. Hebrews 3. No, we'll get him. Get it down then by part 3, part 4. So, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17.
So, I'm still saying ignorance is to ignore. Don't ignore. I actually moved with men of God.
Especially in RCG, site of MFM, especially the ones that does the itinerary ministry move power,
I discovered that they were not as prayerful as I was. Yeah, now, you know, I mean, that was where we are still praying that God, give me power. I moved with them, I saw that these guys, they're not that prayerful. What's happening?
Amen. Just like, there's one church, one is on top of this mountain, that correct church, that's where you are born or something. All those mountainous churches, very, is it Bashiri, one of them, sure. Oh God. And, no, the one on at the road, that's very, you don't know anything.
And the man of God told everybody, fast, we are fasting for power. Power.
And you know my best man, Yasomi? So he now say, he says his dad. No, that one is the doctor. Say one day, he just, everybody is fasting for 3 days or something. Say just bounce into the office of the prophet.
Say, saw big, big getcha.
And yeah, he said just saw, there was then, it was spicy. No spicy. Then it was big, just big, you know, assorted restaurant food. So the man knows that his Oka has phone now. He has. He says, come. Just close the door. He said, and I quote, "Don't mind them. They don't know." That's what he said. He said, he texted me to say, "Don't mind them. They don't know." Hallelujah. No, I'm not saying fasting is wrong, or that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that is not what brings the power. And the man will now come out in the evening. Agbara. The man that the one Agbara. Yes. The Agbara is. When time we are doing BG then, in those days, and you see someone that just doing God of Elijah, stand up, and you see you're fasting. Suspect him. Just say, Pastor, I'm coming. God of Elijah, stand up. We have done things before, amen. Henry T, Alpha. Even in that BG, people will see squeeze. Squeeze stuff. When pastor is not looking, just... Amen. Come on, let me try. We must finish today. Ephesians 4, verse 17. So don't ignore knowledge. Don't ignore. Although I don't like that book called God General, but something you can see clearly in the book is everybody that God used, nothing special about them. Nothing. They just said yes. And they meditated on the yes that they said. Hello. They said yes to the call. They meditated on that yes that they said. That's all. I've told you, if you can fix your mind on the things of God, you will do. Like, if you want to do more than Moses, you will do it. But don't do Moses and do Jesus, okay? So I keep my mind filled with the things of God. So, Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. 18, want to go, please? Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of the heart. Please, we have to analyze this verse. Understanding there, Greek word, dianosia, D-I-A-N-O-I-A. Let's write it down. You need this. D-I-A-N-O-I-A. Understanding that it means their deep thoughts. Their way of thinking. Their way of thinking was darkened. Darkened is a Greek word, skotizo, S-K-O-T-I-Z-O. Sorry, I know you're writing, I have to recap. Okay, understanding is a Greek word, D-I-A-N-O-I-A. It means their deep thoughts or their way of thinking. They are like their faculty of understanding, their way of reasoning, their way of thinking and reasoning, their deep thoughts. Now the next word, he said it was darkened. Darkened is a Greek word, skotizo, S-K-O-T-I-Z-O. That means it was made obscure. For someone to be covered with darkness. So their way of thinking was obscure. Their way of thinking was darkened. The way they reason. The next word, alienated, that is apallotrio, A-P-A-L-L-O-T-R-I-O-O. A-P-A-L-L-O. Please write it down. Don't say it. Don't need it. T-R-I-O-O. A-P-A-L-L-O-T-R-I-O-O. It means to shut out of intimacy. To shut something out from intimacy. No, that's just like an alien. He now said, through the ignorance. Ignorance actually in the Greek means lack of knowledge. Agonia, A-G-N-O-I-A. A-G-N-O-I-A means lack of knowledge. Lack of is actually the Mignon is actually from ignore in the Greek, which is A-G-N-O-E-O, A-G-N-O-E-O, which is lack of information or lack of intelligence. And when you refuse to be intelligent, those guys are just following Moses. When they refuse to be intelligent, lack of information or lack of intelligence. Now, last two words, through the blindness. Blindness. Blindness is porosis. P-O-R-O-S-I-S. Please write that down. P-O-R-O-S-I-S. Porosis means stupidity, carelessness. Funny enough, write it down. Stupidity, carelessness means stubbornness. Funny enough, the same word was translated as hardness in Mark 3 verse 5. And when he looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of the heart. Is that the same word interpreted as blindness? Are you with me? So blindness and hardness is the same. Are you with me, brethren? Come on. Then heart, of course, that is cardia. Cardia. That just means their thoughts. So, and then when you are done, you can ask somebody beside you to be faster. If you miss anyone. Who can I relocate to? Larry, go beside that sister. Right. In case anybody meets somebody, who is alone? Okay, brother, you are a man of God. You can be alone. Cynthia is a woman of the spirit. Who's a woman of God again? Dead. Now, so ignorance is the result of hardness. Please write that down. Ignorance is as a result of hardness. Ignorance is actually what a man does not want to know. Ignorance is what a man does not want to know. Please remove your wristwatch, I have an hour to go. Ignorance is what a man does not want to know. Some are just so tired of hearing Bible. Bible, 1 hour, 2 hours. Ah, kilele. It's not your fault. It's your foundation. It's where you're coming from. I've told you. Ignorance is what a man does not want to know. But tell them, put on your right hand. Put up your right hand. Yes. Your left leg. Yes. Bring a cutlass to church. Yes. Match the enemy. Yes. But tell them, listen. No. Now, this is where I'm going today. Write this down, please. It is the nature of ignorant men to reject the truth. What we do to Christians is not good. I saw a picture on Facebook like a year ago, and they said it's a day of Yahoo plus vengeance, and everybody brought a shiny machete to church. Machete. I don't know how they. I just pray they don't cut themselves by mistake. They were going to machete. Because it's not a video, so I didn't know what they're macheting. The video we saw is the one that they use pancreas. No pancreas, long cane. Bah, 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 bah. And you are beating the enemy. How is that different from what we do in our old shrine? They will put a shigidi on the ground. Call his name 3 times. Tolu! Tabako gumbopo! Tolu! From somewhere in Wuse, just here. Oh! How's that beating? Bah, bah! He says, everything we are doing to you right now, you'll be feeling easier. Yeah, chill! And the guy at his counter, ah! Why is that different from what you are doing in church? When you say, write the name of your enemy, put in a diary, you have to be beating it. Bah, bah, bah. So
they will say they are praying. If you confront them, say they are praying against spirit. Check the diary. Check if there's any spirit. If they wrote the name of any spirit, you wrote human being. Okay, how would they write the name of spirit? Is it botanical name? Asmodeus, what? Asmodeus. What is the name of the queen of the ghost? What's the name of the queen of the ghost? You don't know. And thank you, Enter Mwemba. Now it's been manufacturing names.
2 Timothy. So please see where I'm going. It is in nature, and I just want everybody, every person, the people in Kaduna, I will see they are not on this path. This, from where I want to start right now, I must see they are not. It will be clear, glaring. It is the nature of ignorant men to reject the truth. They are ignorant because they have been ignoring to know. So they will be naturally repulsive. Therefore, you don't lose temper too early. That's where I'm going. You cannot lose your temper in thing too early. It is their nature to try to oppose you. It is their nature to try to counterfeit what you are trying, what you are saying. It is their nature to just try to make you upset. You will see some very ludicrous. Say, how do you mind to believe this? So, therefore, we must be patient with them. Are you with me? 2 Timothy 2:23, but foolish and unlearned question. Please open. Where's the sacristy? Okay, it's fine. Okay. 2:23, but foolish and unlearned questions, what should you do? Avoid. Why? Knowing that they do gender strives. And the servant of the Lord must what? Not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience. 25. Want to go, everybody? Let's read. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Say in meekness. Please write this down. That meekness is a Greek word, praotes, P-R-A, O-T-E-S. It means with gentleness, with humility. P-R-A-O-T-E-S. It means with humility, with gentleness. Instructing those that oppose themselves. Humility, gentleness. Are you with me? Titus 3 verse 9. The first. See another one here. Now it's to Timothy. You see the way he put it to Titus. Titus 3, verse 9. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unproductive and vain. A man, verse 10. Want to go? Let's read. A man that is what? An heretic after the what? First and second admonition. Reject. That means, now, see the way he put it. First, then what? Second. Then, of course, thank you for mentioning that. Admonition is actually a Greek word, N-O-U-T-H-E-S-I-A. Please write it down. N-O-U, please write it. N-O-U-T-H-E-S-I-A. Admonition means mild rebuke. It means like you are calling to attention, like you are warning. A man that is an heretic after the first and second mild rebuke, then you can reject. Why? Verse 11, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of himself. So at least you will give him a second thought, a second chance. See, ignorance is annoying, but that is why you are anointed. Go back to the vaccine. Amen. Imagine running away from blood stain. And you want to be a doctor. I cannot see blood. Yeah, blood. Pastor, I see blood.
You cannot see blood. And you say you want to be a doctor. How come?
You what? You.
No. You must attend to them. See 1 Corinthians 11, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 19.
Everybody read this one, please. Don't get tired of me. I beg you. 1 Corinthians 11. Thank you for this pulpit. All those that made it available. Thank you. Looks good.
11 verse 19. Want to go? For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
Manifest actually mean to make, that's phanerosis, to make apparent, right? That is unveiled. Same manifestation of the Spirit, phanerosis, to make apparent, to make evident.
It's like I remember one man of God that came to greet us a while ago. Well, we are just going home one day. I think
I don't know if Tola or somewhere else was in the bag.
We were all saying, say there was a WhatsApp group I was one day. Say the girls nyan rubbish. Say you just ran nyan rubbish. Say you are just talking about salvation. You say they just made it up. Say I just came upon them. I just told them, all of you are rubbish. You don't know what. Say I just put all these people. Pa, 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 pa. Say I just finished everything. I just exited myself from the group. He said, after 4 hours, say I read myself again. Say I hacked them again. Hack them. Say I exit myself again. He thought I would be. You know some people, if you just see me on Facebook, the way I talk, you just think that, that man, say Aka, let's go. He thought I would be happy. I almost want to park the car. Where we are trying to say, let's beat this guy. This was in the vehicle too, daddy. No, you two were asking on small issue. It was in the vehicle too, daddy. I said, are you okay? You are meant to teach people. I once had a chat with an emoji for 3 days. It was public there, it was not in Nigeria. Three days, doctrine. After the 3rd day, say, wow, now I see. Thank you, doctor. 3 days. Of course, those wake up, continue. Doctrine.
I say, I just chat, put the word, you don't know what. God, why you are listening? Christ died for you. Get away, Jerry, exit yourself.
Why are you not calling a man of God? If there is no ignorance, you have no portfolio. You have no duty. If everybody is like brother, everybody just pa, 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 scream pa. Then there is no need learning. Amen. Hallelujah. See, for instance, see Luke 24, 25.
Luke 24:25.
And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet has spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? And Jesus left the group. And he just went his own way. Go fool, slow fat. Hey, my word.
Just like this emoji and two of them yesterday.
I knew this would generate controversy. If you want to help me, you know how to help me. You'll be detailed. He just came, just ask the guy. Go and get out. Something like that. What do you put again?
And I say, oh, guys. I say, explain. You know, explain. Then they did a better job.
Now, if you remember, there was one of those guys yesterday and day before yesterday that he got, that one was not commenting on all my posts. He now said one, and I said, okay. No, Bible says afterwards, first and what? Second admonition. That one has reached about sixth admonition. And I said, okay. He said, God kills Abby. I said, when you see any sinner on the street that God refuses to kill, help him out. Find a gun, shoot him dead. I did the will of God. Amen. So, but you must cut people some slack initially. But see, Jesus, immediately after he asked them, what did he leave? No? Verse 27. Want to go? Let's read. And beginning. Hallelujah. Say, Akin must make me. Sorry. Help my grammar. Say, Akin should be the beginning. That
That means some people, their hacking will be at the end. Because if you ask them at the beginning, they will not hear the exegesis, right? So some people, you want to tell them fools. Don't start. First teach them. Now say, can you see that you were a fool? Then say, no, it's true. But if God such a fool too early, what will happen? He will not hear. We are not out there to showcase knowledge, to prove, No, we are here to impact. When you see me in ignorance, pity them. Take their matter up in prayer. And beginning at what? Moses and what? All the scripture, he expounded unto them in all the prophets, the things concerning who? Himself. See 28, and they drew near unto the village, where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. 29, and they constrained him, says, sir, bear with us now. What happened again? He followed them again. It was towards evening, the day is fast, when 30, it came to pass, and he sat at meat, he took bread, he blessed it, and broke, and gave to them. I remember there was two guys, they were in Futa. It was years ago. I think it was actually on Pastor Harry's work. No, it was just one of our collabs there. And they were, thank God for Pastor Harry, actually settled the matter. They were acting one another. No, they said, this is true. One said, don't worry. He said, it's not you. Anyway, you shall pass the ceremony. I'll come and beat you. He said, I'll beat you tomorrow. I'll beat you tomorrow morning. He took Pastor Harry to another bed and said, guys, now calm down. Go little. It's not as bad as this. Amen. That you ask somebody does not mean that you cannot eat together again. Yeah? Like, it was really, said, you are you. He said, you are coming to me like that. I will beat you. I will deal with you. And that other one was like, afraid. Wait, did you reply again? The two pastors were intervening then. Amen. So, 31, and they are. Let me read the 30, and you read 31 for me. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and break it and gave to them. 31, want to go? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's it. Until they knew, he didn't leave. At times, see, work on that lack of patience. Work on it. Don't carry your anger into ministry. There was a day I was coming home and I was hearing Ife pushing to a guy. And like, if I want to beat the guy, just pray, man. It's not Ife and peace. I think we put it together that evening. I was praying, please, guys, calm down. No! If I can be jumping, if he's preaching, see passion. Just like that. Don't beat him up. Amen. So God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But guess what? Please write this down. Knowing man, Paul used a phrase, till we all come. Knowing man, please write that down, that's important. That's not God's plan. But knowing man, Paul now used a phrase called what? Till we all come. Ephesians 4, check it. Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, edifying the body of Christ. Verse 13, what's there? Till we all come. Okay, that till in the Greek means up to a certain point. It refers to a space of time. I mean, that word till. It means it's like up to a certain point. It refers to a space of time. It will take time. And come is to arrive, to attain to something in the Greek. That is katanatao, something like that. So till it will take time, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14, that will be henceforth be no more, children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to us to deceive. Hallelujah. So it is an active expectation. It's not yet done. That is why we still have ministry. So please develop a thicker skin for insult and discouragement. Develop, you cannot insult me so much on doctrine and I will get upset. Ask my wife. And a lot of people that they will say, there are a lot of people that say, Pastor, block him now. Block him. Block. That's why we have block button. Yes, I know we have other rationale for, you know, a lot of pronouns, everything like Yoruba. So we have other rationale for blocking people. Like personally, it's only when somebody is not want to be a nuisance. No nuisance. That's when you just want to be everywhere. But normally, just anything, anyone just missing ya, block. I think some of them that was okay. All the sin is dead. Where are they today? They see our energy. That's it there. All right, but do you hear the thing that you did before you? So be patient. Don't block them too early. Just keep teaching. Amen. Don't be quick to use block. Block is one thing I cannot control. Are you okay, like you now? Are you afraid that they will influence you? Are you getting me? No, of course, once you block somebody, they cannot see your post again. If it's the post that you now we make that will change them, what happened? They won't see it. Amen. Don't forget, I know there are other reasons, better reasons why we block, but I'm just saying, cut people some slack. Praise God. At least somebody cut you some slack. Okay. You think now. Think about your life. The first day you heard of forgiveness of sin, book it. First day you heard that salvation is the standard. Ah! You need by this? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me find an example. I know you. First day I heard that water baptism is not. It's cancer. I want to serve the lady, daddy. Amen. I mean, this lady. Amen. We had a long history of fighting. Oh, praise God. Sorry. Imagine. So, like, it's an active expectation. You can't give up. It's your duty. So, you develop, you stay there. You stay there. Don't teach to the extent of they want to finish you. They want to kill you. They were opposing. Turn into something else. Turn into things of the spirit. Bless them. Pray for them. Leave. Come back tomorrow. Are you with me? Ignorance gave you a ministry. Sorry, let me say it that way. Yes. You have a ministry because people are ignorant. So you cannot be upset with ignorance. Well, I will not say you should be happy when you see ignorance, but at least you have, that means you have a job. So that's why he said, till we all come. He didn't say immediately we preach, they will come. No, he said until a space of time. Until we all arrive. Keep teaching. That's why I love that Chris Evans song, until the knowledge. That's Habakkuk, right? Or the glory of the Lord, right? Until it takes over the earth as the waters cover the sea. It will be gradual. It won't be Peter of Jesus. Of the 3 years, it's still gradual. Jesus caught him some slack. Imagine. He said, Peter, do you know Jesus? He said, I have never met him before. One small girl like rejoice. Said, sir, Peter is an old man. He begins to swear. And Jesus saw him. He said, Mr. Man, feed my sheep. Don't lose your faith in people. Keep acting constructively. It will make you better. Amen. Just like this brother divine, and the first day we talk. He asked me questions. He divine will type the question. I will be confused. My spirit will be confused. I will not know where to start. I will say, okay, I will pray for you. I just say, I will pray. Oh, okay. I will find. I didn't think I've ever answered any of his questions. Because I didn't, where will I start from? Maybe I've said, oh boy, God, your own, oh, no, my word. You are being that white garment church over there right now. Amen. Somebody was patient with you. Be patient too with others. Exactly, brother. Thank you. So, also back to that Hebrews chapter 8. From that place, we also discover that people don't know God in the old covenant. Okay, don't worry. I'll finish this. People don't know God in the old covenant. Message version of that Hebrews chapter 8, verse 11, it says they will get to know me by being kindly forgiven. No, he said, for all shall know me, for I will be merciful to what? Their unrighteousness and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So, Message translation says, they will get to know me by being kindly forgiven. Trust me, many of our men of God, they don't know God. Because there is only one way to know God. It is to understand his saving power, his forgiveness, his mercy. Anyone else not understand forgiveness, mercy, saving power. That is why I'm sorry to say, of course, thank God for preacher's portfolio. The duty is not when you, like, if you bring a marital issue to a pastor, it's not the duty of the pastor to be say, yes, who at distance? What do you do? Okay? What do you say? You keep saying, okay, is that what you said? Okay. Do you record it? Do you record it? Okay, you play the recording right now. Yeah, you. So, how do you do your own? Okay. I think this day you are wrong. No, and that's not your duty. What is your duty? You walk in love. Amen? Tell the man, Mr. Man, walk in love. Forgive. Thank you, Mr. Man. God said forgive 70 times 7. You too. You have a better conduct. Amen? So, to tell you that, forgiveness is a lot in Christianity. Higher. Forgiveness should characterize your day. Even outside church. Of course, definitely outside church. Forgiveness is the new covenant. Mercy is the new covenant. Showing love is the new covenant. So you can't be an employer of labor and you just every day you threaten your workers with sack. I'll sack you. And you, that's not a Christian. Forgiveness is the new covenant. How can I be a better husband? I learn more about the love of God. Are you with me? It's not that. It's not you tell her, are you okay? You have to go and read every woman to know every woman. That's not your duty. Send them to Sister Boogie to learn now. Outside church. In church. Don't look for what I said, though. It's not your book. Amen? I say amen. Okay. Wait a minute. So, mercy. Okay, say mercy. Come on, say mercy. Yes. Is the eyes with which I read the Bible. Good. Mercy is my view. Please, a little tired? Thank you. Mercy is the view that I use, is my viewfinder in reading the scripture. E.g., for instance, when you see a man being punished for a wrongdoing, you should feel sad. You should feel pity. No. Like when you suddenly read Ananias and Sapphira die, that should not make you happy. That is not mercy. That is not a new covenant. When you read about Achan, it should not make you happy. Mercy is the eyes, is the viewfinder to understand the Bible, to know God in the Bible. Mercy, love, forgiveness, despite wrongdoing. If when you read Cain, when you read the story of Cain and you saw the judgment of Cain, that's not mercy. You be back up on everything. That's not mercy. But later when you saw where Cain prayed, and God said, don't worry. What will happen? Nobody will what? Set hand on you to kill you. That is mercy. That is how to know God. Are you with me? Not too fast, because we have not started at all. Not today, but like tomorrow you will see much more of this. So, when you see a man punished for his sin, And no, it's not worse when you see somebody punished for what they call generational curse and you're happy. And you're happy. Sin of the father on the children. And you're happy. Say, yes, that's our God. No, that's not your God. That's your devil.
So we must read, and we must read very well. We must read looking for mercy. Back to Hebrews 8, verse 6. We must read, and we must read very well. But now, as he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Verse 7, want to go? For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Now, slowly. Faultless, don't worry, I'm stopping by 9. Faultless means blameless. Now, he said, if that first covenant has been faultless, then should no place have been sought for a second. Now, write this down. It is their covenant with God. Very one-sided. God will not make a covenant that is faulty. That first covenant, God was not a party to it. Coming there gradually. Because when you now read verse 8, he said, for finding fault with them. The covenant was finding fault with them. Not God finding fault with them. For finding fault with them, he said, God now said, because the covenant they made with God, or the covenant they are trying to make with God, the way they are trying to approach God was condemning them. He now gave them a new way, or rather, he now resurrected or revived the older way that he told them that he rejected. Oh God.
James 1 verse 5. See this.
For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. Please listen to this carefully. With the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Go to James 1 verse 5. Now, please pay attention. Don't switch off. Don't say it's getting too long. Nothing is long. We have to move. You are going to be stuck. One of these days, you will still go like 4 hours and you'll be here. You won't run away by the power of God. It's going to redeem the time. That's redeem that concept that you went for in 1994. That's what we are redeeming today. James 1 verse 5. Are you there, brother? Thank you. Can we read together? Want to go? Okay, let me read this version. If any of you needs wisdom to know, this is GW, God's word. If any of you needs wisdom to know God, to know what you should do, you should ask God who will give it to you. He now said, God is generous to everyone and doesn't find fault with them. See, our God does not find fault. So if God does not find fault, then his covenant cannot find fault. If God's nature I don't find fault, then God cannot have a covenant that finds fault with people. Oh, hallelujah. Say, God finds no fault in me. Say, I'm blameless before God. Woo, that's awesome. Glory to God. So, telling you that God is not a party to the old covenant. It is man's way to approach God. The old covenant is, don't worry, I'll tear everything down for you tomorrow and next tomorrow. It is man's way to approach.
Do you have mandatory election on Saturday? Do you have any government in FCT? Not serious. You want to bring back every fire or what?
So, rush to John 12, 47. John 12, 47.
Right there, you have to give, Saturday, you give half of the day to the Lord.
John 12, 47. So,
So I said, if God does not find fault, then his covenant cannot find fault. John 12, 47. And if any man hear my words, right, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to what? Judge the world, but to what? To save the world. If I can explain this again on Facebook some time ago. 48, want to go? He that rejected me and received not my words, art one that what? Judgeth him. The words that what? I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Man, please, man, what's the name, man? Okay, please, check verse 47 and 48. Are they the same? Do they look the same? Just read. Give our time. Read 47 differently. They read 48. Compare them. No, just. Give our time. Do they look? Are you passing? Give me a grammar. Are you passing? No, do they look the same? That's what I'm trying to say. On the surface. Thank you. Why? Think. Sorry, just say that. This is somebody that was not here when we discussed this earlier. Yes? Feel free. But you know they don't look the same. Now, how do you know that they don't look the same? You read very well, right? You read attentively. Can you see that? Any man can understand very well. What must you do? Read. Don't just read. You know, I know something is wrong here. Because 47 is saying, if anyone hear my words, and if you don't believe, I will not judge you. Now, God 48, now say what? Although I will not judge you, but my words will judge you. Amen. Praise God. So, but of course, we have interpreted verse 48 before. The whole of that word I have spoken, right? Is that Greek word, remember? Lalio, right? So it's the I is absent, it's silent. It's not there actually. It's actually the word that he has spoken. So 48 is like, he that rejected me and received not my words, at one that judgeth him. The words that who? He has spoken. Not I have spoken. He has spoken. Divine, didn't you write in the exam? See, you're looking at me like a chocolate from Oshodi. Didn't you write in the exam, Pastor John? You're not writing it. That means you are not doing your portfolio very well. Same thing I'm saying. Hallelujah. So it is the word that the individual has spoken that we judge him. Are you with me? The same thing is said in Numbers. And I say, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I what to you. I will be constrained to do what you want. Amen, amen. Praise God. So now, this is the same way you see that Hebrews chapter 8. See, write this down. Legalism has always been the problem of man. You see, enter the house of Job again. Legalism has always been the problem of man. We have seen it in this church as the problem of Adam. He wants to walk his way between the knowledge of good and evil so as to serve God. I've told you, Adam was not trying to run away from God. Adam heard from God trying to serve God. Paul said, they've been ignorant of God's righteousness and going about what? Establish their own righteousness. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. See, they have a zeal of God to live, but not according to knowledge. So that was the same thing that happened to Adam. It was the same problem of Job. In case my children have sinned. So you start offering some sacrifice. In case they are sinned, therefore I do this. That tells us too that Adam must have sinned in words. Call it tree of apple or tree of anything. They are what? Communication. Words. You cannot eat apple. I see ate apple yesterday. I didn't become a sinner. I see, you know, is it the ready one that makes me want to sinner?
red one. Which one did Abasha use that got him red? I mean, red. Amen. No, and that yellow book by Give Our Wickedness, that's not our faith at all. A book. That book. You see, I've seen it in your house. That book. I get. If you see that book. That book.
Exodus 19. So, what Moses did, please, I just pray.
Don't worry, I will not finish everything today. And it looks like this have to get to part 15 or something.
So, Moses only legalized the legalism in the heart.
Write that down.
Moses, only legalized the legalism in the heart. Now, that's why I said, just be thinking. Imagine the job I just mentioned. The job lived before Moses or after Moses?
Before Moses, right? That means there was no law of Moses in terms of Job, right? There was no thou shalt not or thou shalt do.
Yet, is he saying, in case my children are sin? What is sin? There was no thou shalt not come in. There was none. Yet, that mindset of legalism was there. So I said, Moses only legalized what?
Legalism.
It has always been there. That works mentality.
Are you with me, Baron?
That performance mindset. Let me do so that God can be happy. Cynthia, it's church.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 19, verse 5.
Yeah, man. It has always been there. Okay. Are you there? Let me know when you're there. Exodus 19, verse 5. Please try and come tomorrow. Try and bring a friend tomorrow. Please do your best. Bring a friend tomorrow. Continue tomorrow. It is kind. That will be wrong. This is time again. We start Bible study. Believe God for so much here. On Sunday, we'll be having family meeting. Lots is going to change. Lots is going to happen.
19 verse 5. Now, therefore,
are you there? Please help me right now. I'm getting tired. What's up for me? Okay, thank you.
Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, and then, please read verse 5 and 6 for me. 5 and 6. Everybody want to go?
Yes. An holy nation, these are the words which thou hast spoken.
What's that? What can you see there? Does this look like commandments? Look at it. Don't look at me. Look at it. Can you see anything in these two verses that look like our own covenant, our own nation in Christ? Which part? Verses, which is what? Kingdom of what? Priests, holy nation. The same thing that Peter now called us in 1 Peter 2 verse 9. So that would mean God first presented what to them? The new covenant. See verse 5. If you will keep my covenant.
Oh.
My own. Not your own. My covenant. He has not given you any rules and regulations. He has not given you any plenty things to do.
Stephen, come on, are you following?
He has not told you this, that. He said, if you will keep my covenant, if you will walk with me. The same thing, the new covenant has been the message. Same thing told Solomon, if you will keep my covenant, not your own covenant. Imagine, if that is why you know that God is saying something that is beyond these shadows. Imagine someone just finished offering 1,000 burnt offering. And God said, wow, you have done well. But yet, if you will keep my covenant. If it is talking about more, if it's about things, how many more should he have offered again? Just finish offering 1,000. You have offered what again? Like 20,000. That's how you understand. It's not about things. It's about my covenant. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's about that faith in Christ. It's about that Genesis 1 verse 3. Hallelujah. So it was the new covenant that was present. I will make you a holy nation. All of you will become priests to me. That means there was no special plan for Levi. Levite was never the plan of God. Check the prophecy from Abraham. It was not there. No special priest. See, all of you will be priests.
Hallelujah. But what happened?
Next verse. Now
you see rebellion. You didn't write it very well, but you see it.
Verse 7. Want to go? And Moses.
Please read that surface. I can't hear your voice. Yes, everybody again. Step from verse 7. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Hello? What do you see there?
All that God has spoken, we will do. Has God spoken any of?
This is rebellion.
He has not told you to do anything.
Keep my covenant.
Don't. Oh God. Ah. You know, keep my covenant. It's not like do something. It's like, you know, if I said,
please, everybody, please, attention.
You know, can I tell you, if this wristwatch is there, can you tell me to keep the wristwatch?
If it is there, I'm here. I would say, well, take the wristwatch, right?
But if I would say, keep the wristwatch, that would mean what?
It's already here.
So when God is telling them, keep my covenant, what does it mean?
It's not far from you. Deuteronomy 29. Romans 10. You remember what I'm saying? Huh?
It's not far. The word is already what near thee. Keep my covenant. It's there. Keep it. Just that means hold it. Don't let it go. So he has not told them to do it. Keep my covenant is not do my covenant. It's different.
Are you with me, Cynthia? Don't trip off.
Keep. That means it's there. Keep. Just hold it. Don't let it go.
Please don't interpret that as maybe somebody can lose salvation or something. No, don't go that direction. This is Bible interpretation. Thank you.
So, what? But they said that all the Lord wants we will do. He didn't tell you to do. He told you to keep. That's why I told you, if God is speaking, all God needs for a sinner to be saved is, let the guy just keep quiet.
Say nothing in your heart. Hallelujah.
God, God is so good. He has so much power. But the man, just keep quiet. Just don't say it.
Hallelujah.
Come on, okay, let's finish this. And as immediately they said that, what happened? Verse 8, verse 9 now. No, verse 8 now. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord.
What happened from verse 9?
And the Lord said unto Moses,
we are going to analyze all this, the Lord. All this, Lord, you will see them very well soon. The Lord said unto Moses, what?
Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud.
Yeah.
Odeo, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. And let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. Against the third day, for the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bonds unto the upon the people round about. Take heed to yourself that you go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mountain shall be surely what put.
Can you see that this is not the man speaking initially? Some parade has changed. Something has changed. This is not the formal conversation.
They rejected that. This is Moses and a guy that is showing the paper now.
You see, let's keep flowing.
13. There shall not a hand touch it. But this cannot be talking to people who is saying that I want to make all of you priests. It's not the same conversation again. Say now, see, none of you should touch it at all. Before priests, all of them will touch it. Huh?
Priests are the ones that use the things of the temple now. Now, he said, okay, all of you, no more priests. Don't touch it. Amen.
Follow me. Don't worry, we're going to look at angels a lot in this series. Angels a lot. Glory to God. But he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Shot. Gone. Whether it be a beast or a man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounded long, that they come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mountain unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes, and he said unto the people, now this is the same thing Muslim does.
I will tell you why, very soon, why it's very stupid for a Christian to be trying to keep code, rules and regulation. Any demon in charge of Islam, summarize it to 5. Leave that. We'll get there. Let me show you. I know that's already in past 6 or so. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. And something in Christianity is telling you to keep sincere commandments. 600. Something is missing. One nut is missing in our brain somewhere. Something. Even the people that asked, they summarize it for them for 5. 5, make them. 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were what? Thunders and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mountain and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud. So that all the people that was in the camp was, they trembled. Yeah! And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Moses was all together on the smoke because the Lord, which Lord? We see him very soon. Descended upon it in a fire. And the smoke, therefore, ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. Remember Hebrews 12. Wow. When you compare this with Hebrews 12, you all be laughing. Say, wow. No, that man say, you have not come to that mountain. That's not your God. We are coming there gradually. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long, you know there, and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai. On the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain. And Moses went up. And the Lord said, that's how you know that it's not even God. The Lord is talking too much. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, shout the people, lest they break through unto the Lord. To said the Lord. No, see that Lord. The Lord said, tell them to not to get through to the Lord. Imagine. Where Isaiah said, come, let us reason together. Isaiah said what? Come now, let us what? Reason together. If your sins are as what scarlet, what will I make it? White as snow. But this Lord said, no, if I see you, I will fry you. Amen. Say, no, my father. Say, I'm not confused. See it. Come on. And as the people also which come near. No, okay, sorry. We haven't finished that verse 21. Lord, and the Lord to gaze. No, don't get at the Lord, lest many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves. Lest the Lord break up forth upon them. Which type of Lord is this? No, the Lord will say, I will break forth upon you to kill you. But Jesus told us that, no, any man like my father love, both of us, we come and what? Make our abode with him. No, it's different. That's John 14. Actually, thank you. 23. And the Lord said unto Moses, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai. For thou chargest us, saying, set bonds above the mount and sanctify it. Verse 24 and 25. Want to go? Let's read. And the Lord said unto the people, away, get down, and thou shalt come up and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break to come unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. Okay. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. See, oh, they rejected his goodness and that's what happened. And this is Moses dealing with them. Moses and one angel. See, 18 now. No, you finish this. Okay, just 18 and 19 to 18. Yeah, talking about verse 20. And all the people saw the thunderings and lightnings and noise of the trumpets and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Ah! Could you read me? 19. Everybody, 1, 2, go. Speak thou with us, we will hear thee. But let not God speak with us, lest we. So, who made Moses the mediator of Israel? Who made Moses their mediator? Because later he now told us in 1 Timothy 2, said there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus. So they rejected that Christ. A man now became their God. Say God. It's not mysterious to me. Now see verse 20. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear may be may be before your faces that you have seen not. Imagine, was there anything I've seen not before? Amen, amen. So they made Moses their mediator. God never made him their mediator. See, let me just show you one more. Then let me just read two more, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Please come tomorrow, okay? Since I come, don't come the next week, Wednesday. It will be Mount Sinai, amen? It will be 12:30. Okay, let's check 32 verse 1. So that you can see that they just love intermediary. Check 32 verse 1. They are always looking for an intermediary. Say, don't let no God speak to us. You speak. Hope you are. Fine. Exodus 2 verse 1. Once we let's read, yes? When the people saw Moses delay to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us what? Gods. We shall go before us. For as for this word, so is Moses to them. Hello, see, let me read again. Make us gods, we shall go before us. For as for this Moses, so how did they perceive Moses? As God, as a small God, mediator. As for this Moses, the man that brought us out of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. So they didn't see Moses. What were they asking for? Another mediator. And that one made a golden molten calf for them. And when Moses came down, he made them grind the molten calf. So you have to be drinking it. Ah! That is how he said, who is on the Lord's side? Levi came unto him. He said, okay, everybody, just said Lord, go and kill your brother. Which God is that? Which God is that? Hallelujah. Say, God is not mysterious to me. Check Numbers 14, verse 4. The same thing when they went to return to Egypt. See what they said again? Numbers 14, verse 4. We can finish this thing today. People are just funny. What should we do? Numbers 14, verse 4. Are you there? And they said one to another, let us make a captain. And what? What did they get? A captain. See, like it's not enough. Sorry, pardon me. 1 Samuel 8, verse 4. They are always looking for an intermediary. This is the same as people that they are going up and down. They are buying Babalawo's water and catching for Johnson Suleiman, oil of who else? Who sells oil in Nigeria? NNPC, have you? So who sells oil now? Amen. This is the same thing. You are looking for intermediary. Amen. You are looking for a middle way. It's not wrong to use a handkerchief in the crusade to heal the sick and stuff, to use your jacket, but by the time it becomes the object of your power, of your daily power, say, ah, just like that man, Pastor Yankata said that. Say, ah, the guy was just in the old dog. Guy just asked to make me say, driver, rush on, go and bring my holy water. He was in the old dog there. He just packed the car and said, the guy carry bike, rush home, go and bring your holy water. Papa, thank you. Sir, do you feel better? Yes, thank you. That's an idol. Intermediary. Things. Praise God. See Numbers. Come on, sorry, let me be faster. Numbers, 1 Samuel, 8 verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel
gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said, please focus on this, look at the Bible, and said unto him, behold, thou art old and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord, and the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not what? For they have not what? But they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. That's serious. That is serious. According to all the work which they have done since the day I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and serve other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore, hearken unto their voice, albeit yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of king that shall reign upon them. And Samuel warned them. But see, let me just keep that. So let me read from verse 17. He will take the tenth of your sheep, he shall be your, and you shall be his servant, and you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Verse 19. Nevertheless, the people they refused to obey the voice of Samuel. They said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may also be like the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, yes, read for me, want to go? Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel went unto the men of Israel, and dress up. Sadly, their request was granted. Now, that's a lot. But if you want to bring out any excuses on David was a man after, that's why he became a king. No, this has cleared all that theology, that special kingship. Hope you have seen, from this alone, before we got to all those killing, hope you have seen that all those battles is not of God. All those battles to possess. So all the battle of Egypt, of David. David was Goliath. Hope you have seen. Where is the battle of kings? They are not of God. In the plan of God, his plan has always been the new creation. Kingship was a distraction. That was where we are going. What we have today, that was what God. Hope you are seeing. No, I was saying in our Jesus that now you know why the birth of Jesus was delayed. What do you think all these things was doing? Hello, brethren. What do you think all this thing was doing to the coming of Jesus? Was pushing it. Firstly, Moses is supposed to deliver them at maybe around age 40. What did Moses do at age 40? He killed a man. What did the killing do? He postponed. He has to run away. And that 40 years. You think it didn't affect the coming of Jesus? When we try, that is why James now said, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That thing that you did angrily. Because let me stop here. That thing that you did angrily because you are trying to please God. Say no. Say you would rather end up displeasing God. That is why we, and this will, I will get to that tomorrow. Whether you add in your heart or not, we have no two message for you. No, when they try to reject, what did Samuel do? He gave them an alternative. But according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we having this hope, we use great plainness of speech. We don't have two speech. So we don't say because people will sin. Now we will be giving them pepper. And say, this message you are preaching, people will be sinning. Is it your sin? Is it your sin? God said I should preach something. You say I should not do it because they will sin. Is it my problem? Hallelujah. Say God, it's not mysterious to me. Say I know His will. Say, I come to comprehend. Say, I'm patient with the ignorant. Say, I'm particular on knowledge. Say, I have just one message. Say, irrespective of their response, one message, one emphasis. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Continue on that tomorrow. How are you doing?